Well, today's episode is on step-by-step process to file TDS return online by utility. SagInfoTech has shared information via this podcast for people. So let's start. Many taxpayers face issues while uploading TDS returns on the Traces portal due to system and data validation errors. To simplify the process, NSTL eGov has launched a free return preparation utility, RPU, and file validation utility, FVU, for preparing and validating eTDS/TCS returns. Requirements for TDS return upload. Valid and registered on the e-filing portal. Use of RPU for preparation and FVU for validation. Optional use of Xen TDS software. Digital signature certificate, DSC, or EVC linked with PAN and Aadhaar. Bank or DMART account details of the principal contact. Step-by-step process. Step 1. Register your TAN on the e-filing portal. Traces registration is not mandatory for filing, but required later for viewing Form 26S or refunds. Step 2. Download RPU and FVU utilities from the NSTL website. https://www.nstl.com/downloads/etds/etds/downloadregular.html. Step 3. Download the CSI, Chalan Status Inquiry, file from https://tin.tin.nstl.com/alters/. Ensure the period includes all chalans used in your return. Step 4. Open RPU, choose the form type, and enter all required details. Save and create the file using the downloaded CSI file. Step 5. Validate the file using FVU. If any errors occur, correct them and revalidate. Step 6. Log in to the e-filing portal, go to the TDS section, and upload the zip file along with your signature file, DSC. Step 7. After submission, check the status of your file return on Traces within 2-3 days. Make sure you subscribe to the podcast so you never miss an episode. Visit our website at https://blog.saginfotech.com/file-tds-return-online-utility or call us at 0141-407-2000. Thanks for listening.